Hi, this is Sean D'Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Month Vacation Podcast. This podcast isn't some magic trick about how to work less. Instead, it's about how to really enjoy the work that you do and to enjoy your vacation time. Hi, Sean, and you're listening to the 3-Month Vacation. Last week, I did something I knew I shouldn't have done. My wife, Renuka, and I needed a change of scene, and we headed up north to a place called Opua. As lovely as the place was, the furniture wasn't optimal to use a laptop. However, I plopped myself on a very comfortable sofa, and I typed furiously. I was very proud of the fact that I corrected all the assignments for the landing page course. I'd answered all the posts in the membership site at 5000 BC, and I had written an article as well. What I wasn't proud of was the slight backache, which progressively moved to my neck. About 24 hours after my misadventure on the sofa, I was coughing by day and well into the night. My sleep was also disrupted, and Renuka wasn't exactly having a great time. However, right before all of this backache and coughing, I was fine. In short, I was happy. To understand happiness, I didn't need a course, I didn't need a book, I didn't even need a lecture. To me, at least, happiness is like health. It's a constant until it's not around. To search for happiness is a bizarre concept because we have happiness all the time. You turn on your computer and it's on. You get into the shower and the water magically appears. Almost all our days are filled with things that work and work consistently. And when things work, we already have happiness. Our normal day is filled with happiness, which means that the only time that we're not happy is when we're unhappy. This leads to the only possible conclusion that somehow we have been fostering unhappiness. And if we were to make a list of the things that made us unhappy, they would fall in two main categories. The first category would comprise of the things that we know we should get rid of, but haven't. If we were to sit down and list all the things that made us truly unhappy, it would be a very small list. The second category would be our idea of a perfect world. I hear the roar of a motorcycle past my window, and it's irritating. That tech support person who's not answering my questions correctly, well, that's not on either. We go through life annoyed with stuff that barely registers with others around us. Chairs not in the right place, paintings not quite at right angles to each other, they all go from annoyance to obsessive unhappiness. Many of these problems are solvable and some simply aren't. We live in a very imperfect world, and to try and have things exactly the way we see it, that's the root cause of unhappiness. Happiness is what you're experiencing right now. You're well. Things are working, more or less. That's happiness. Then, of course, there's that moment when your kid comes home with a story, or when you take that refreshing sip of chai. That's joy, which is a slight stage above, and it's fleeting. Joy is that rainbow moment that's here and then gone just as quickly. Happiness, however, is always with us. Unless, of course, we decide to be unhappy. And that brings us to the end of this podcast. That was a quick one. Did it make you happy or unhappy? I'll say bye for now. Have a happy one. Still listening? Sometimes when I go to the cafe, I go to do my work. Just plan for a presentation. I tend to do a lot of stuff on paper. It's just easier to work on paper with a pen. And then there is this woman next to me. Not the same woman, some other woman. And she's telling the other person about all her problems. And because they're speaking in the same language as you, which is English, you can hear everything. how do you make it happy for you again? Well, it's called earphones. I always take my earphones with me. I have a looping sound, which is just the sound of water. It's a kind of meditation chant. And I listen to that over and over again. And I'm back to my happy state. Her problems, they're her problems. Unless, of course, she spoke in a different language, in which case I wouldn't understand anything and I would be happy anyway. But earphones, I think that's a secret to a lot of happiness. Just saying.